You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. Good morning, and thanks for being with us on this, the day after the first win of the Stanley Cup Final for the Penguins.
And in the meantime, you start looking at the end of May here tomorrow, right, the beginning of June, and then here we are into summer. We got Father's Day on the way. Just a little hint. And on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, the guy with all the gadgets, Dr. Frank Vigiano. What's new, Dr. Frank? Good morning.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Larry.
I want to jump right to, speaking of the Penguins, I mean, we've all played cornhole at some point, but yes, the idea of an electronic cornhole board, how electronic can it be? You throw the beanbag through the hole.
Right. Well, there's two things that they've done. And by the way, this is a local company out of Pittsburgh. It's called lightningcornhole.com. But what they've done is they've actually lit the hole. So if you're playing, let's say, night or dusk, it'll light the hole up, so where you're shooting. And more importantly, it has a scoreboard, because probably one of the most frustrating things for people playing cornhole is keeping score. So now that actually has a scoreboard on it, an LED system, and you have a plus and minus, so you can actually add in or detract whatever score it is based on the competition.
All right, how much is this high-tech cornhole?
They started $100.
So I'm just curious, though, if the bag sort of leans into the hole but doesn't go all the way through, won't that set off the sensor and give you a point?
No, because it has to go through the hole to do that. And, of course, remember that the scoring, too, is also adjusted manually. So, in other words, you can add the score up, because that's the biggest problem, people keeping track of scores. And the idea behind it is it's got its own digital scoreboard built onto the – it's cool. If anybody tunes in this morning at 9, they'll see it live on KDK TV2.
All right, Dr. Frank. So, well, you're the one that gets to see all this stuff before the general public.
Oh, yeah.
What are some of the things that get you fired up?
Well, there's some very cool things. You know, we've talked about a company by the name of Works many, many times.
Yes.
And they've introduced this new HydroShot portable cleaner. It's not actually a pressure washer, but what it is, it's a unit that's very small, works on a 20-volt lithium-ion battery, and the benefit is it'll use any water source. So you basically take a hose. You can basically drop the hose into your swimming pool, and you can literally clean your deck wirelessly. In other words, you don't need power to do that. You can clean your pool deck, et cetera, or even your boat. So if you have a fairly clean water where the boat's docked, you can actually pull that water into the HydroShot, and it will clean the boat, clean the deck, whatever.
Can I assume that you can also just hook it up to your regular hose?
You got that right, John. Absolutely.
But how is this different from a power washer?
Well, the basic difference here is that it's got several different speeds built into the handle. In other words, it's got a low speed and a high speed. So the PSI, which is, you know, pounds per square inch of pressure, it basically multiplies that five times of what your hose delivers. So your hose basically delivering about 40 PSI. It'll go up to 320. And the amazing thing is that you can even basically get it as low as 58. So the pressure goes from 58 PSI to 320. A pretty cool product. I mean, anybody that, you know, does anything outside and they want to be able to clean something, but they don't want to be tethered to a hose with water coming out of the, you know, faucet, this is really a cool item.
You know, you've got on here your Samsung Flex Washer and Dryer, and these are a little pricey, but you can wash two loads at the same time?
Oh, yeah, John, it's so cool. What they have at the very top, which, you know, most washers and dryers have nothing on the top. They basically just, you know, just metal. And what Samsung has done is they've basically put a small washer at the very top. It'll handle 1 cubic foot of clothing. So, for example, I could wash towels and heavy things at the bottom in the regular drum, and at the very top I could wash delicates. I could wash all whites. So I could do a small load. A lot of people say, gee, I have such a small load, I hate to run the big washer. And same thing with a dryer. They also have a little area at the top where you can lay a scarf in, a silk scarf to dry it. And these two products both have steam. So the benefit here is that the steam gets induced into the wash as well as the dry, but the benefit is you don't have to pre-treat clothing with it.
Well, here's one for John and I, the Beautyrest Sleep Tracker Monitor.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah, well, if there's nothing to monitor, well, what the heck?
We already know we're not getting enough sleep.
Well, of course you do. And what they say is probably close to 75% of the public is, you know, victim of not getting enough sleep. But basically what it is, it's a monitor, a little disc, a little, looks like a hockey puck, and then two other sensors go underneath the bed on either side of where you and your partner sleep. And what it does, it basically, through an app, and basically through Bluetooth, what it does, it basically communicates with that monitor, and it basically gives you an idea of how you slept, how many, you know, and it monitors everything, how many times you turn over. It monitors breathing. It's really a cool product. It's something that's been needed. What I like about it more than anything, and I'm testing it, by the way, so I will let you know, the results of it. But what I do like about it, you don't have to wear it. So there's nothing you have to put on or that you feel uncomfortable with sleeping.
Now, wait a minute. I saw that fairy tale, The Princess and the Pea. Wouldn't you feel this thing down there?
No, it's underneath. It's between the mattress and the foundation.
Okay.
Well, see it all, 9 o'clock, KDKA-TV, Pittsburgh Today Live. Dr. Frank, what's new? DrFrank.com. You can find a link at KDKA.com. Always good to catch up. Have fun. Tell Marty's wife, Christine, we said hello.
I sure will, guys. Great to be with you again.
On our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline.